everybody. This is the special edition on Time to Talk podcast. Of course, y'all ladies know out there, you know, I'm going to do a special edition from time to time. And this edition is the COVID's fashions. That is my game, everybody. Y'all just don't know. I love that game to death. Oh my God, y'all just don't know. When I first started COVID's Fashions, it was about 2 or 3 years ago. I fell in love with that game, like, ever since. But like I was saying, it's an app, and it's for actually everybody who wants to join. You know, I'm not gonna discriminate nothing or whatnot, but it's an app where you go on and just design your models and everything, like from earrings to hairdos to like backgrounds and everything. So COVID Fashion, they pretty much did their thing on this app, you know, and I just love it. I've been in love with it ever since. And I also joined the groups on Facebook, and they are awesome. I'm telling you, it is so freaking awesome. So, like I said before, you know, on my other episode, kudos to COVID's Fashions. I mean, like, you get to do everything. I'm telling you, you earn diamonds, you earn money, like, to decorate your models. They got all types of models. They got challenges and contests and everything. So it's pretty much time consuming to my eyes. I don't know how other people feel about it, but to my eyes, it's a wonderful thing. So anyway, moving on to this special edition, this COVID fashion special edition of Time to Talk. I'm telling you, it is awesome. You know, I'm going to touch bases and I'm going to touch details and everything on the challenges they got going on. So, you know, y'all know what to do. Stay tuned, and we will, and trust and believe, we will be back, because I got a lot of shout outs to send, a lot of shout outs to the Facebook groups and everything. So like I said before, stay tuned to time to Talk, so you know what's going on, and you already know. So stay tuned, we'll be right back. Of course, you know, we are back at the special COVID's Fashion edition on Time to Talk. Whew, I am enjoying this game. I just bought me some fly earrings, y'all. I just bought me some fly earrings in this special contest, and I hope I win. Like, I'm gonna be honest with you. I hope I win 4 stars so I can win me another outfit so I can go to the next level. Y'all gonna laugh at me, you know. To be honest with you, y'all seriously going to laugh. I am on level. Oh my God, don't pick on me, guys. I am on level 12. I know, right? I know. I should be ashamed of myself. But you have all these other COVID people. They're on like 67, level 50, level 80. My goal is, I have a goal. Yes, indeed, COVID fashion listeners. I have a serious goal, okay? I am trying to reach. I am trying to reach level 30 within, I'm gonna say, within 2 weeks, okay? That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to reach level 30 within 2 weeks. Some people, you know, just started the game or whatever, but like, I lost contact before. I lost contact on, you know, the COVID fashion. So I just picked up back on it, okay? You know, I know y'all want to pop my hand. Pop, pop, pop. Because ashamed of me. Well, I should have been
on COVID's fashion, but hey, I still love it anyway.
Yes, indeed.
So don't make fun of me, but I'm guarantee y'all, I'm gonna try my best, okay? If I don't do it, then y'all can clown me on timetotalkfm@gmail.com. But I'm gonna try to reach that goal so y'all won't make fun of me, COVID fashion listeners. Cause I tell you, I kid you not, some of the stuff that the people be having on, like, you know, they I don't mean no harm. Some of you voters out there, y'all are mean, okay? But we're gonna leave that one on another level, you know what I'm talking about, you know. And, you know, they let you borrow clothes. You could borrow clothes from, you know, your other teammates. And that, like I said, COVID's fashion is so amazing right now. So before we got on break, I was talking about the dual season challenges for the fall. So y'all need to tune in that. When you get some clothes wear, I don't care if it's a purse, it still counts for you to move to the next level. Like, I kid you not. One day, like, these were the smallest earrings in God's creation, you know what I'm saying? But I know that I needed them to make it to the next level. So yes, I think they were like a thousand diamonds. And I was like, man, I don't want to spend 1,000 diamonds, but you have to spend them diamonds, you know, to get what you want. You know how they say, if you want quality, you have to pay for it, you know? So I had to think of that, but I moved to the next level. I mean, you know, and also when you get on COVID's fashion, when you want to earn some diamonds, you can also go to Tap Joy and earn your diamonds there, you know, by like watching videos, like doing quick surveys, this, that, and the third, you know. It's a very awesome game, you know, and some things you have your, you know, you have your hackers. I'm going to be honest with you, the ones that cheat their way to the top. Yes, this is Time to Talk Radio, and yes, I am going to speak my mind. You have some of them cheaters that cheat on COVID fashion, you know, to get what they want, and I want to say to you out there, that's not cool, you know, cheaters never win. So, at the end of the day, I hope you get that situation fixed, you know. But anyway, I just checked my my inbox for COVID's fashion, and I did a challenge called the Morning Mediation. I'm pretty sure y'all aware of the Morning Mediation with the nice designing clothes, you know, from the pants to the shirts. You know, had the flowery look, like the spiritual look, the spiritual look. Yes, I'm gonna tell y'all, I got 4.81 stars and I won an outfit. So, you know, that's pretty good, you know. That's the highest I got today. You know, my other challenges, they were like, boo-hoo, womp womp. I got like 3.97. I was so freaking close. Y'all don't understand. I was so freaking close to receiving 4.0 stars. And I was just so mad. I say a couple people could have voted for me, you know, but hey, life goes on. But anyway, with my morning mediation thing, I want, like I said before, I won 4.81 stars. So I give myself big kudos to that. Big kudos to that. I surely do. I pat myself on the back. I was like, oh, go friend. Pat, 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 pat. So anyway, you know, I just, you know, y'all just don't know. I feel so good. I got my own podcast show. You know, I got my own podcast show. Can you believe it? I didn't think I could do it, but I did. Anyway, like I was saying, you know, and for the group that my group, you know, I forgot to tell y'all guys about my group. I created a group, a fashion house group on COVID's fashion, you know, just to all my COVID fashion listeners. If you want to tune in to my fashion house group, you can. And it is called Fran Swan, okay? I just came up with that name, y'all. Don't make fun of me. It sounds so unique. It sounds so adequate. sound so proper. You know what I'm saying? So don't make fun of me. Just love my name. Love the Francois. I mean, don't this sound unique and make you want to think about it? Yeah. Francois. That's so unique and adequate. So, okay. Anyway. Yes, I got a group called Francois. And, you know, I created it. Matter of fact, I created it this year. Because I was going to other people's groups and, you know, sometimes I didn't come on the COVID fashion because I was busy with other things, you know. You know, I really didn't make time for it. But every time I used to go into COVID's fashion, I always got kicked out of a group because I wasn't there like 2 weeks or I didn't participate. So I said, you know what? I'm going to come up with my own group. Own group that I don't have to kick anybody out, because I think that's not cool. You know what I'm saying? I think that, I mean, you know, COVID fashion is cool and all, but you know, people got other stuff to do, you know, and everything. So, you know, but I'm in love with COVID fashion always and forever. You know, that's no changing that. But I got a group called Francois, and I want to send a shout out to the ones that participated in the morning mediation, the top, like one of, like my group top looks, and their names are, for participating in the morning mediation challenge, Karima Ruby Harris. She's in my group, so big kudos to you for participating. You know, that's in my group that participated in that event. And also you have Kitten Whiskers. That is my chick. She, I'm telling you, her fashion is so up to par, you know, as far as my group, you know. I think she just joined not too long ago, but big kudos to her. And then you have Stylisar 1193. So those are the people that participated in my group that participated in the morning mediation. So big kudos to them, and thank you so much for participating in that, you know, challenge for my, that's part of my fashion house, you know. And then I have other top looks for the morning mediators, and I checked them out, and I'm telling you, they got like 5.0 stars, but it was all 5 stars, and I give them big kudos, like, because when I saw their fashion, I was like, whoa, that is like so amazing, from the hair to the makeup to the earrings to the shoes, you know. And it was just so amazing, and it's a wonderful thing how people take their time to style and know what fits and what don't fit. So I'm gonna, the top looks for the morning mediation challenges are Joyce CFB, and I'm gonna be honest with you, they had like 5 stars. So Joyce CFB, and she got 12 likes on her challenge. Like, when I looked at, you know, the outfit, I was like, whoa, that is astonishing. You know, like, they took their time, you know. And you have stylist Haja had 60 likes. 60 likes and like 5 or more stars. Yes, this is what I'm talking about. You have TLX Miss Sass E, she had 38 likes. So big shout out to those three. And you also have Penny Triple X CBS, they had 59 likes. Okay. And you have Angel X Baby 442 Double X had 13 likes. And you have the Triple X Angela Double X Princess Double X had 24 likes. And then you had Jaja Lukes, she or he, I don't know if they're men, women, or whatever, but they had 25 likes. Okay, so big kudos to them. And then also you had Nisi 357 had 19 likes. And then you had Luli Amir had 13 lights. So this is what I'm talking about. Like, this is so amazing how the people take their time on these challenges. And this was the top looks for the morning mediation. So I give them big kudos. Big kudos for the morning mediation challenge for those people. Okay. And then on top of that, like everybody else, you know, if I didn't mention your name and you know that you had the best look, like I said before, you can hit me on my email, timetotalkfm@gmail.com. And I will definitely send you a shout out, you know, when it comes to that challenge. But anyway, you know, we gotta take a break. Because I'm not done with all my shout outs. So you're tuning in to Time to Talk podcast. And we will, and I guarantee you, we will be back. Stay tuned. We are back. You know, this is the special edition of COVID's Fashion on Time to Talk podcast. Anyway, I just, on my break, you guys, I have been looking on COVID's Fashions. They have they have amazing outfits, wonderful challenges, and everything. Like, COVID Fashion, I give them big humongous kudos. So shouts out to COVID's Fashion again. But before the break, I said I still have some more shout outs. So here we go. From the challenges that I attended, you know, and other people, to all you COVID Fashion listeners out there, I'm pretty sure you attended this as well. I have the top five looks that I want to send a special shout out to. And the challenge was Mystery in the Ballroom. Okay. I'm going to be honest with you. I did pretty good on that one. I got 4.0 stars. So, you know, big ups to me. So, yeah. But, you know, these other contestants or whatever they had, whew, their outfits were amazing. Okay. They were so amazing. They were so beautiful, so elegant, so, you know, I want to dress like that in real life. You know what I'm saying? Like, the stuff that they have on COVID Fashion, I'm like, damn, I need to dress like that in real life, you know? And I was like, God, these, you know, amazing, like, just amazing outfits, you know? So, big kudos to COVID's Fashion. And so the top five challenges in the Mystery in the Ballroom, you know, they had lovely gowns and lovely fur coats and everything. Like, they was extraordinary. They was on the money. So the top five people that looked it amazing, you know, you have Ramon DFB. Now, she had 58 likes. Like, the outfit was like so amazing. So shout out to Raymom DFB. And also Alina Pilos, she had 38 likes. The outfits were like so amazing. Like, you couldn't help but to like press that heart button. And of course, y'all know what that heart button is. It's the likes, you know. And they also have that on Instagram too. But anyway, we already know what the hearts is. And they also have it on Twitter. But the hearts, of course, y'all know they loved it. So Alina Pilos had 38 likes. Sue Lily had 27 likes. And Anna CFB3 had 30 likes. And of course, Crazy Cat 22 had 33 likes. Now, all of them had 5 and above stars. So big kudos to those top 5 people in the Mystery Ballroom Challenge, okay? And last but not least, we have one more, okay? And that is the Harris, you know, challenge. And that's, and I have top 5 looks for the, like, they were amazing. Like, these, I mean, like, the gloves and the glamour and the fur coats and the earrings and the hairdos and the shoes. Oh, my God. Like, so amazing. And the makeup. Oh, my God. The makeup. Woo. So astonishing. So astonishing, I must say. But here are the top 5 people for that challenge. Gavonte. Now, Gavonte, I don't know who you are, but I give you big kumudo kudos. Do y'all know how many likes? And she had 5 or more stars. I mean, like, it was, like, so amazing. Her likes were 197 likes. Can you believe that? 197 likes? The highest that I ever got in a lifetime, and y'all gonna laugh at me, was 46. So, big kumudo kudos to you, Gavonte, with 197 likes for this challenge. You have Male629 with 64 likes. And you have Rosaloon the Queen has 62 likes. And you have Calalispo Griffin with 48 likes. And last but not least, you have Stylist 270-90951. I can't pronounce their name, so y'all come with extremely wonderful names, by the way. They had 36 likes, so big kudos to those top 5 looks. Boy, COVID fashion, I'm telling you, is like so freaking amazing right now. So amazing, so wonderful, you know. But I just love their outfits and I love their makeup and everything. To all my COVID listeners, come on now. I know y'all have that one particular makeup that you use all the time when it comes to your challenges. Now, I know my COVID fashion people, I know that you have your different lights, like the hairstyles, like I know that you be buying the hair accessories and stuff, but which hair accessory do you like the most? So I can send a shout out or something, you know. My favorite is the Medusa one. That Medusa accessory, that just blew my mind because it's so graphic. It's so, like, the hairstyle is amazing. That's my favorite one. And my favorite makeup out of them all, oh yes, y'all gonna go like, come on, friend, are you serious? I like the Bonita makeup look. That Bonita, I mean, it looks so natural. It looks so real, especially when I put it on my model's face. I mean, it makes it look so good. But what I really don't like, I mean, y'all gonna laugh at me, I don't like the royal court makeup. I really don't like it. I mean, like, it looks so plain. But the Bonita one is mostly my favorite one, and I use it basically for all my challenges. So, COVID listeners, why don't you tell me what's your favorite makeup, you know, that you use in your challenge, or, you know, your jet set, or whatever you use. I mean, feel free to tell me. You can email me, timetotalkfm@gmail.com, or you could tell me what makeup you like on my Facebook, Let's Talk. You know, you can always look that up, but that's my favorite one. Like, what's your favorite hairstyle up there when you use for the challenges? I have several. Like, I love I love the afro one, and I love the straight one, you know, the straight hairstyle, you know. But everybody has their likes and their dislikes, you know. So why don't you tell me yours, you know, and I'll send you a special shout out and, you know, we can talk about it. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, guys, I am so sorry. It is time for me to go. It's time for me to go. But before I go, you know, if any you COVID fashion listeners out there that is not in a group yet or haven't made your choice in to join a group, you can, I mean, like, hey, join a group or fashion house, you can always come to my fashion house. That is Fran Swan, okay? And it's other like fashion house groups out there that's amazing. So, you know, when you get to the fashion houses, or when you pick and choose the fashion houses, make sure you choose the right ones. Make sure you choose the ones that like accept you and don't make fun of your clothing or whatnot, because you know you have some mean people out there that just don't care, you know, just make the right decision, you know. And always to my fashion house groups, I'm gonna be real with you. This is Francesca talking. Y'all make sure y'all join them rally groups, them rally, runway rallies, you know. You could turn around, you can win prizes for your group, you know. It's all about teamwork, you know. So whatever you do, make sure you always, you know, get in a fashion house that's positive and uplifting and encouraging. And the ones that join the runway rallies, make sure you get in those, because that's also how you're gonna go to the next level. You see what I'm saying? That's how you're gonna go up and beyond till you can reach like 67 to 100, because little do you know, each time that you do that, it adds on for you to go to the next level. And that's how you receive your hairstyles. That's how you receive your makeup. And that's how you receive all the special stuff that you need to be in these, you know, challenges. And it never hurts. And I'm telling you, my fellow COVID listeners, always vote when you're like doing these fashion, like these challenges and everything. Make sure you vote, and you know that earns diamonds and stars, and you get to the next level of everything. So make sure you always vote, you know, for, you know, the challenges, because if you don't vote for the challenges, you don't get what you ask for. You don't get to go to the next level, or you don't get to win all these diamonds and stuff. Because I'm gonna be honest with you, like, some of these diamonds, you know I'm saying, you know, it costs a lot of money. So I mean, don't hurt to earn, you know, but I mean, it doesn't hurt to buy either. But like, for you to earn them, and they have all these challenges, I mean, don't take up that opportunity. I mean, it's a very fun app, you know. It relaxes my mind, you know. It relaxes me, you know, because it makes me think, and it makes me improvise, and it's just a wonderful app, you know. And their clothes are so amazing. So yeah, it's about time for me to go, guys, you know. This is the special edition of Time to Talk and all that, and it's just time for me to go. I just don't want to leave you guys. I can sit and talk about COVID fashion all day, all night. I'm gonna be honest with you, my fiance, he was like, girl, you was into that game, like, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes I don't, he go like, baby, give me a kiss. I go like, say what, say huh? What you say? Because it be so enlightening. I be so into it, you know. And my kids, they're not into it at all. They go like, mommy, how you sit there for hours and design their clothes and stuff? I mean, it's all about people, little people don't know, it's all about strategy. It's all about strategy and being patient. And guys, this is time to talk. So if you have any comments or opinions, or if you want to send a special shout out to someone or whatever, you can also email me at timetotalkfm@gmail.com to all my COVID fashion listeners. And one more thing before I leave. See, that lets you know I really don't want to leave yet. I just got on to Pocket Cast. So if you COVID fashion listeners out there, or to anybody who have Pocket Cast, because my goal is I'm trying to reach Apple. You know, go to Pocket Cast. If you miss all my shows or whatever, it'll all be up there. And this is Time to Talk. And this is Francesca. And don't forget to join my group, Francoine, and join any other fashion house group, because I'm not going to discriminate. You know, I'm going to give other fashion houses love. But this is Francesca, and you're tuning in to Time to Talk Podcast. And I'm signing off. Love, peace, and happiness to all my COVID fashion listeners out there for this special edition. And look forward to the next one. Talk to you later, guys. Mwah. Ta-ta.